I'm sure there's still jokes and pranks and all that that goes
Well,
on
yeah,
behind.
a lot of them have said to me, "How did you win that race?" You know, they've all been trying to do it for years and never done it, and I done it my first attempt, and they just go, "How did you do that?" And you know, I got a bit of a slagging for it, and it was like, though, the day after, there'd be a few of them would say, "Well done," but that'd be it. You know, they're not gonna just get down on their knees and bow to you. You know,
Exactly.
it's business as usual when you get back into the weighing room.
Now, since the National, this season, your best season ever, isn't it?
Yeah, my best season, 49 winners now, better in 31, which was my previous best. So it's gone incredible, and we've just sort of, you know, for after the National, it's just given the whole thing a boost. You know, I've given my confidence a boost, given Sue and Harvey, the yard who I ride for, given them a boost, and it's just, you know, we've really got a good run after the National and really used it to our advantage.
Yeah, 17th in the championship this year, so obviously the highest you've been as well. So well done, really good year.
Thank you. Yeah, it's good. You know, and he's still at 17th as well. But like, if I had just a few more winners, you'd jump up
Oh,
again. And
yeah.
you know, like there's a few jockeys round about me. It could go either way. You know, like, you know, a couple of winners. If I have a couple more winners, then I jump up. Or if they have a couple, they jump ahead of me. And it's a tight race.
Do you check it often? Do you, like, after a few races, do you go on and go, oh yeah, some.
If I've had a couple of winners in a week, I will check. But if I haven't had a winner, I don't bother, because I don't like to see
No,
people
no.
that have jumped ahead of me. But yeah, I do check it if I've had some winners and I say, like, oh, I'm ahead of him and I'm ahead of him. And you know, it's like, you know, when you've been growing up riding and you've been looking to the older lads for, you know, experience and things, and then you end up ride more winners than them, and you see them below you in the table, and you think, my God, you know, that's when it sort of, you realise that you're doing okay.
Now, obviously, the big race, it comes again on Saturday. What sort of things go through your head just before the race? Obviously, the atmosphere will be electric, so.
It's gonna be a different feeling this year, because last year I didn't have a clue what was going to happen, and you know, I didn't know what to expect, so I was relaxed and just, you know, took it in my stride. You know, like, I try and do that, trying not to get myself too worked up. But this year, I know what's going to happen, but I'm still going to be relaxed. You know, it's weird because I know what to expect, and I haven't had a bad experience. You know, if it hadn't gone so well last year, maybe I'd be lining up this year a bit more nervous. But because it went well last year, there's just, you know, I'm going to be as relaxed as ever.